Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's going to be another absolutely... Oh, shit, Mike.
It's going to be an absolutely crazy night. The night when I don't even remember to get my microphone in front of my physiognomy. Anyway, as you can see on the screen, J-Lo, Diddy, in the nightclub, the night of the shooting, photos just released. And these are nothing compared to what we've got with Courtney Burgess. Coming on at 9 p.m. He's just sent me pictures of some of the most famous people in the world who we think are straight kissing older men.
Yeah.
Females on leashes. And I haven't even looked at them all yet, but I hope Ron's blurred some of these things out because I don't want to get in trouble. Tommy is with us for the next 2 hours. All of his links are in the description box. The Lifeboat channel. Please go over and subscribe. Many of you have been doing and showing him lots of love on his channel. And this is great. Because Tommy has really been on top of all of the breaking news. And we had his mate on last night, Joel.
Good people.
Doing the latest news headlines. All right, so... Look at that J-Lo photo. What do you think in the chat? This is the night of the shooting.
So yeah, the December 27th, I believe, was the date. Don't look happy, do they? The happy couple.
Diddy and J-Lo seen having heated argument in unearthed party photos from the same night he's accused of R-wording 13-year-old girl. So, wow. He famously dated J-Lo from 1999 to 2001. These photos were snapped attending a star-studded after-party for the 2000, where they were later seen having a dramatic confrontation.
Oh, okay. All right, this is after the award ceremony. Yeah, this is after the award ceremony then.
Yeah, I was told
it was the shooting. That's even crazier.
I was told it was the nightclub shooting night. I've got to correct myself immediately. These photos were taken at the defunct Lotus nightclub on September 7th, 2000. The same evening, a lawsuit alleges Diddy allegedly R-worded a young girl in front of two unidentified celebs.
One female and one male.
A guest who attended the bash recalled witnessing the spat, which ended with Diddy making an early exit with his entourage and a group of girls. Diddy held a crystal champagne bottle the entire time serving his guests. Everyone was dancing and enjoying themselves as the night progressed. Tensions rose between him and J-Lo. Right, I'm going to put that image up and I'm going to change the title of this video really fast because I put nightclub shooting. And I'll let Tommy take over while I do that.
Yeah, no, you know what? The funny thing too is, so that's going to be the after party. That is not the dress that she wore to that awards ceremony. So she must have got back. And changed at some point, maybe after, who knows? Whatever happened to the party, maybe she just decided that was a more comfortable outfit. But that's definitely not what she wore to the awards. And there are people who are speculating that, you know, she may be Celebrity A, right? There's a lot of people that, I mean, from Jump Street were suggesting that was a pretty good chance because these two were thick as thieves, you know, and she won an award that night. She should be happier than this, right? She won a big award that night, so. Something was happening, right? Something was happening.
Let's continue what it says here. So, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave that photo on because I think people find that quite interesting. And I will open a new window and read the article and get Tommy's reaction. So, that is intense, that photo. Yeah. All right, so we've got the incident occurred hours after they had attended the award show earlier that night at Radio City Music Hall, where J-Lo was photoed wearing her iconic all-white outfit consisting of a cropped rhinestone tank top, matching low-rise pants, and a bedazzled bandana. She later changed into a multicolored geometric patterned mini tube dress for the after party co-hosted by Eminem and Dre, which attracted names including Jay-Z, Ben Stiller, Fred Durst, and Ice-T. Additional photos show magician David Blaine entertaining guests such as Stephen Dorff, Josie Moran, Carmen Cast the model, with card tricks in the crowd. Right, I'm going to scroll down, viewers, so you can see more photos of what's happened here.
Boy, go. if you're Ben Stiller, you're just bummed out that your name hit that article. Any of those people, you know what I mean? This is why no one is talking in Hollywood, because you just don't want your name associated with a Diddy party in any way. It's going to be hard to get away from.
J-Lo and Diddy arrived at the venue with her sister Linda, manager Benny Medina, record exec Damon Dash, as well as several girls and various members of the entourage who made their way to the club's VIP area. Inside, Diddy was pouring glasses of expensive champagne and dancing with guests. The artists appeared eager to celebrate after J-Lo, who was 31 at the time, had secured the award for Best Dance Video for a hit song, Waiting for Tonight, according to eyewitnesses. And I'll scroll down to show you what else we got. So this is the same night. These pictures were taken the same night, if you've just tuned in. Diddy allegedly R-worded a young girl in front of two unnamed celebs.
Yes, A and B.
There's J-Lo standing with her sister Linda, unimpressed and scowling at Diddy pouring champers. And all this time, I don't know, you know, Kim Porter just, he was supposedly still in love with Kim Porter, and the whole J-Lo thing was just some kind of charade.
Publicity stunt.
Here she's changed into her geometric dress after a heated confrontation with the Did. All right, I'll continue reading. And for reasons that are unclear, tensions escalated between Diddy and J-Lo, leading to a dramatic confrontation in the middle of the festivities. So J-Lo was standing on an elevated platform with the rest of the crowd, was scowling at Diddy, pouring the champers. They got into an angry exchange, with J-Lo's sister seen standing nearby and attempting to lighten the mood by dancing. Observers, including Medina and other guests, watched in disbelief as J-Lo and Diddy's argument escalated, according to a source. After a couple of hours filled with arguments, Diddy decided it was time to leave. He took J-Lo and the entourage, including the girls, and exited together. The source said it is unknown what the argument was about. But these images resurfacing come at a time Diddy is facing the lawsuit, allegedly essaying and R-wording the 13-year-old on the same night. J-Lo was not named in the lawsuit. So have you read that lawsuit already, Tommy?
I have. I have. You're talking about the one at the 13-year-old. This is the A and B one. This is the one where she alleges that when Diddy and she got there, had a one drink, which, you know, same kind of story we hear basically how all of these start. She had one drink, started to feel very, very woozy, and went and found a room to lay down in where she thought she'd be, you know, she could just sort of sleep it off or whatever. And the door opened. Allegedly, Diddy comes in with two famous people, two celebrities, a woman and a man. And they're referred to in this case as A and B, celebrity A and celebrity B. The man took part in the essay. So when Diddy was done doing the disgusting things he was doing, I believe Diddy threw the young girl at whoever celebrity A was. It's a really disturbing case, or disturbing allegation, really horrific stuff.
Are there any theories around who allegedly A and B are?
Yeah, so one of the theories that seems to be getting an awful lot of traction, and I will just say, this is a theory, people, right? These are just people that are batting this around, but especially recently because of the video that has come out of Demi Moore with a very young co-star of hers. Kid looks like he's 12, but see, apparently he was 15 in the video, but a 19-year-old Demi Moore is seen sticking her tongue down the kid's throat. But a lot of people are wondering if it might not have been Ashton and Demi. The word is, especially from Bruce and Demi's kids, that she was so addicted to Ashton Kutcher that he could cheat on her, he could do all of the things that he was doing, really being a dirtbag throughout the entire relationship. And she just really was hanging on to the point where her family was not talking to her. It really got bad. I don't think it would be a stretch that if he was doing stuff like that, that she would have been there. I don't think it's a stretch. So that's getting a lot of traction. There's a lot of people but J-Lo's name comes up a lot too, a lot.
Guys, if you just tuned in, we're just 10 minutes in to the headlines, the Diddy headlines with Tommy Scoville. Got almost 1,500 watching, and Tommy's links are in the description box. Please go over to the Lifeboat channel and sub. Photos have resurfaced of Diddy and J-Lo in a heated argument the night of an alleged R-ing and S-A-ing of a 13-year-old. So we are scrolling through the photos now and see if there's any more here. Yeah, here we go. Linda Lopez standing nearby and attempting to lighten the mood by dancing while the argument is unfolding. And here we've got Diddy, Lopez, and their entourage eager to celebrate after the singer had secured the award for best dance video for a hit song, Waiting for Tonight. And here we've got among the stars at the party, Eminem, Dre, Jay-Z, Damon Dash. Jay-Z's in the red. And I'll continue to read some more details from this. So the alleged incident is said to have occurred at a house away from the nightclub. This is the R wording of the 13-year-old. Got a bit of feedback there, Tommy. But the timing adds a troubling layer to the evening's events and raises questions about the dynamics of Diddy and J-Lo's relationship during a time now overshadowed by serious allegations. The couple only stayed together for another 5 months, eventually splitting in February 2001, and the new legal filing seen by the Mail claims Diddy had allegedly aggressively approached the 13-year-old with a crazed look in his eyes before SAing her. And like Tommy said, she's claiming that an unidentified male celeb also R-worded her, while Diddy and an unnamed female celeb watched. I'm just going to adjust your setting. See? Reduce background noise, echo cancellation. See if that's anything.
I've not heard anything about Eminem.
Guys, we've got at 9 o'clock, in 45 minutes, we've got Courtney Burgess coming on, a Diddy insider who's done limited interviews, who has got all kinds of information,
craziness,
evidence, and photos that's going to blow everybody's minds. Because I'm a bit worried about showing it. So that's how serious this is. But yeah, going back to this article. So he had the crazy look in his eyes. Combs, of course, Diddy's denying the allegations. He has never essayed anyone, he's saying. And he's claiming that the recent barrage of filings are nothing but clear attempts to garner publicity. This lawsuit was filed last week by Busby. The girl met Diddy's driver, who she claims told her to come back after the show. So that's how. There's some more photos from the night. Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst posing for celebs. Eminem and Dre with Ice-T. And we've got David Blaine entertaining guests such as Stephen Dorff. Jose Moran. I'm just gonna turn your audio off a minute, Tommy, just to see if this is you or it's me.
All right.
Yeah, definitely something going on in your background or in your mic system. Tommy, do you want to restart? Just restart your equipment and just log back in and see if that fixes.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'll log out and come back in.
All right, cheers, brother. All right, I'll keep going with the story while we wait for Tommy to come back in. So. She claimed the driver took her 20 minutes away to a large house with a gated U-shaped driveway. Once inside, the teenager claimed she was asked to sign an NDA. She saw many celebs at the house, and there was widespread use of the white substance, the powder, and the green that people smoke. She accepted to drink a reddish-yellow mixture that tasted like OJ, then felt woozy. Looking for a place to rest, she entered what she believed to be an empty bedroom so she could lie down for a moment. But soon after, Diddy, along with a male and female celeb, entered, and Diddy aggressively approached her with the crazy look and said, "You are ready to party." He threw her towards another male celebrity, Celebrity A, who removed her clothes as she grew more and more disorientated. I think Tommy's coming back in. One second. Let's see how he's doing. Oops. Let's bring him back on. There we go. Let's see how we're doing.
How are we looking?
So far, so good, man.
All
so
right.
Far, so
all
good.
Right. I like it.
Yeah. So I was just rounding out this article. I'm getting into the details of what happened to the poor 13-year-old. She sucked the drink. He's come up with the crazy look. And she was held down by Celebrity A, who R-worded her, while Diddy and Celebrity B, a female, watched. After the male celebrity finished, Diddy then R-worded again. Celebrity A, sorry, first R-worded, then Diddy, while Celebrity A and B watched. Diddy then attempted to force her to perform oral, but she resisted by hitting him in the neck, and he stopped. No further info was given about the unnamed celebs, but Diddy is notorious for his white parties and other events, which attracted large A-listers. So if you've just tuned in, we are going over the latest news. I've shown the photos of the heated argument between, there they are, having the spat. This is the night of the allegation. Tommy, is there anything else you would like to add to that story before I move on to the next one?
No, you know, here's the thing. I guess the one takeaway is this should have been one of the happiest nights of her life, right? By all accounts, she didn't expect to win the award that she did. She had a, you know, they should have been flying high. And if you look at pictures earlier in the night when they were over at the actual award ceremony, they look like the happiest people alive. It's I wonder what caused this. I wonder what caused this blow up.
So Lynn is asking about the dates of the pictures and the assault. Do you remember what it was?
Because the way that this is easy to match up is this is the night of the VMAs, the Video Music Awards. That was September the 7th, I believe, is what the date was. But this is alleged to be that same night. This is at the after party, and the after party is where this girl alleges that she was assaulted by Diddy and A and B celebrities.
Quite a few people asking whether a teenager can even sign an NDA like that, and is it binding?
Not. Absolutely not. And I have heard from people that have seen that what those non-disclosure agreements look like, and it's gibberish anyway. They throw out as many. It's written intentionally to sound so confusing to anybody that reads it. Yeah, he's just an absolute lowlife. But everybody, if you were going into his house, you signed an NDA. But they don't hold up, you know. Anyway, if they want you to testify, that NDA is not going to do a whole lot of good. Crimes vacate all of that crap.
JM, this is not the night of the nightclub shooting. I incorrectly introduced the video in that manner. It's the night of the alleged R word of the 13-year-old.
Right. So I've changed the VMAs.
I've changed the video title. How did she end up at that party anyway? That's the next question.
She ended up at the party by sneaking out of her house and going downtown to try to sneak into the VMAs proper, to the actual award ceremony. Couldn't get in, but ran into, she alleges that she ran into the limo driver for Diddy outside and asked for a little help. And the limo driver said, "Can't get you in, but you're a pretty girl and you're around the age that Diddy likes." And they made arrangements for her to come to the after party. And that's how she got there, allegedly.
Bill wants to know if you think the SA was filmed.
You know, it depends exactly where this is, right? If it were a property that Diddy owns, everything was recorded. But if it's at somebody else's, it would be hard, you know, I guess hit or miss. Because he definitely liked having this kind of thing as a trophy, I guess, or for whatever. But you know, you don't come up with 90 terabytes of stored data on 8 of your devices if you're not keeping everything, right? Everything.
MZ, do we know who the limo driver was?
We do not. Or if we do, it has not been released.
When it comes to questions about getting filmed and evidence and Kim Porter's book and the things that were left out of Kim Porter's book, get ready, folks, for 40 minutes from now when Courtney Burgess comes in. That's going to blow your mind. And then tomorrow we've got Jaguar Wright and BigHomie.cc together live.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a monster Halloween. All right. I'm going to go up to the next story then run it by Tommy. This one has just come out in the Mirror today. I spent an afternoon with Diddy on a yacht. One sinister detail makes me squirm now. So this person was left mortified after reflecting on this time spent on the yacht with Diddy. And a journalist is speaking out about her personal experiences in a first-person piece. She found him to be a narcissistic and a control freak. And this is in the quoted in the Telegraph, Celia Walden reflected on her 2008 interview with Diddy held aboard his Fendi upholstered yacht in the Cannes. She said at the time she hadn't gotten the feeling that he was lying to her as she had during her multiple encounters with Harvey Weinstein. However, in retrospect, she noted there was a few details from the afternoon that have now taken on sinister new meanings in light of the allegations faced by Diddy. She previously spoke of her surprise that she found him, the rapper, plain shy, and now says her findings actively made her squirm. She describes him as a philanderer and a narcissist, and she was forced to agree to a no bare feet clause, explaining that Diddy was worried about our photographer getting pictures of his feet aboard the yacht. What do you make of that?
That's just bizarre to me. That is just absolutely bizarre to me. But, you know, it's nice to see somebody write an article in the first person, and it's nice to see somebody write an article that they could put their name to. Right. And I mean, I'm not picking on any of the people that that are remaining Jane Doe and John Doe. You have to. I mean, I get that. But it is nice to hear somebody that got inside that. And I think most of the people that met this guy are saying the same thing. And with the bully off the playground, people are now feeling bold enough, right, to start talking like this. But everybody seems to think that this guy is a malignant, you know, narcissist, and that, you know, he's a Bond villain, isn't he? I mean, he's more, it's almost like a caricature at this point. It's so freaking evil.
Yeah, but like a deviant, a perverted one. Celia continued, I think about how my interviewee snickered when I choked on the industrial strength cocktail set down before me, about how he clearly wasn't wearing any underwear beneath his white trousers, and about the prone, oil-slicked bodies lying around the deck of the 180-foot yacht chartered for the duration of the Cannes Film Festival. Thoughts on that, Tommy?
That's another thing that we keep hearing all the time is that no matter what, where you're at with this guy, there are people sprawled out everywhere. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that, at these parties, there are people passed out. You know, it's not such a predictable substance that, you know, there are people literally, you know, falling out all over these parties everywhere. It's had to have been. Yeah, I think this is another reason for all the silence, man. Everybody knew stuff was going on there, right? People don't get drunk on one drink. And this was just allegedly pretty rampant. You know what I mean? Like there was the don't drink off of those bottles. And everybody seemed to know what was going on, at least his entourage, right? All of his homeboys seemed to know which bottles were meant for women and which ones were meant for men. Or men that Diddy wasn't trying to assault, allegedly.
It's like there's always a alcoholic cocktail that tastes foul to disguise. They're mixing all these different drinks together, so when they mix the G in it, people are not detecting what it truly is, I think.
The cranberry juice keeps coming back too. Apparently, that comes back to a lot of the cocktails had cranberry juice in it. So
perhaps that masks G. All right. So this lady continues, Celia. Were any members of the entourage involved in Diddy's alleged freak-offs? The elaborately produced parties that the feds alleged Combs lured a victim to. Let's see. According to the incident. All right, we've got the Cassie video. All right. What was that? Is that Diddy moved his pants, I suppose. All right, here we go. All right, so Diddy, in a recent lawsuit, alleged Diddy invited a businessman to his private office where the two were alone. They believe they would discuss business. Diddy allegedly removed his pants and exposed his genitals and was intoxicated and acting strangely. Diddy continued to move closer and then grabbed the businessman's man parts through his pants, squeezing them in a rough and carnal manner. So that's another one of the lawsuits that's just come out, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, that was what came out of the last batch. You know, if a guy took his pants off, right? If I go into a room and whoever I'm with, you know, just starts undoing his trousers, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit. I can't sit around and go, yeah, he's acting odd. I'd have been running like hell. I mean, I find that terrifying. But again, it gets back to the hubris, right? If all the allegations are true, every person he saw, it was just, okay, yeah, this is one more person I could violate, right?
Yep. All right, we've just gone over 2,000 watching. Please support Tommy, the Lifeboat channel on YouTube. His links are in the description box, as are all of the many parts, 1 to 6, that he did with us on the Will Diddy Survive Prison series. And there's another headline here then. New York grand jury hearing new evidence in Diddy's federal case is expected to hear new testimony tomorrow. Do you know about this?
Yeah, we had to know that this was coming, right? I mean, we had to know that this was coming. Everybody keeps saying, you know, it's just a matter of time before we see 1, 2, 3 superseding indictments, right? There are a lot of legal scholars, a lot of you know, lawyers who think that those three charges were kind of to get this guy locked up, right? So that he would stop having an opportunity to reach out and talk to witnesses and do the things that he was doing. And then they would really sort of, I think the superseding indictments is going to be bigger and badder, right? I think that we're going to see maybe a body or two, right? And I think certainly because of how much smoke we've seen through Busby, we're going to see something about people who are underage. And at that point, you know, his case has to change, right? Because his defense is, you may not agree to what we do, but this is just a lifestyle. Right? This is what we do. It's just a lifestyle. Everybody's consenting, right? If there's a kid involved in that, that all goes out the window, obviously.
People asking about Courtney. He's coming on in 30 minutes. So stay tuned. It is going to get crazy. And I imagine the chat's going to get even crazier than it is now. All right. So continuing this then. Federal jury in New York is hearing new evidence this week as part of the investigation. Attorney Ariel Mitchell said that a male client of hers is testifying before a grand jury in the Southern District of New York tomorrow. Source familiar with the grand jury proceedings confirmed that a male is expected to testify. NBC News reached out to Diddy's legal team for no comment, declined to comment. Diddy's pleading not guilty to charges, currently being held, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, he's saying that all these people are doing publicity stunts, blah, blah, blah. but his problems are about to multiply, I think, don't you, Tommy? His
problems are about to multiply. And so there's a rumor that I can't chase down, so I'll tell it to you just like that. It is a rumor, right, as of now. But the rumor is that Jonathan Odie is going to be a star witness on this new grand jury, that they intend to get the gentleman that, if you remember, he acted like a jack wagon inside one of the former president's properties here in the U.S., the Doral, I believe, right, started to discharge a weapon into the ceiling and zip around the place, took down a huge American flag, threw it up on the front desk, and generally made an idiot of himself, including firing at law enforcement. But he is a guy that has said he was a sex slave for Diddy. And he said this years ago, right? Long before anybody was having these kind of conversations. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Allegedly, he is one of the people that they're bringing in there to listen to.
Well, question from Bill. Will the superseding indictments happen before the next bail hearing?
Probably not. I doubt that they would. But you know something? I don't think this is going to be an issue because of the little adventure that his sons had out in L.A. Really, really doesn't help Dad's case, right? I mean, if you're that is about the worst thing that could have happened with your three kids, right? Nothing would have been worse. So, and you are, if your guests are familiar with that, there was a Halloween party out in L.A. and the boys tried to allegedly jump Ray J in the parking garage, and big hubbub. And yeah, so there's a lot of drama going on. You know, about after that event, there's a lot of drama that's tied to that. But the kids, so everybody's like, you know, the federal government does something, right? Like that witness list is going to have everybody in America's name on it. It doesn't mean they're going to call all of those people, but I mean, everybody in the D-verse is probably listed as a potential witness on that list. And if that's the case, then they might have just surrounded a potential witness and tried to coax him into a fight for allegedly the third or fourth time. They've been trying to do this for a while now. And yeah, all bad.
Thanks for the question, Gail, in Phoenix. No, I wasn't in Tent City. I was in medium security towers and then maximum security Madison Street jail. This is
no way they were letting you in the tent.
All right, so we've got just under 30 minutes left with Tommy. Get your questions in. We're looking at the latest news headlines that have come out today. But if you've got a opportunity to get questions in now before it gets crazy, with Courtney Burgess in 25 mins. So the next story then that I'm looking at here is A-list celeb scurred as Diddy sets to drop big names in his trial. And Precious Moore is being quoted here. Are you familiar with Precious Moore?
I'll tell you something. The if Diddy's not at the break the glass, you know, part of this, right? Like, you know, in case of emergency, if he's not getting ready to break the glass, I don't know when he would, right? If he's got something, he better start pulling it out, because if the grand jury is meeting right now, it's going to get to a point where there's just not going to be, I mean, what can you do? You know, they're going to go, yeah, we can knock it down to 45 years. I don't think he's going to take that kind of deal, man.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, Michelle, I was incarcerated for importing the disco biscuits, the ecstasy, into Arizona. Amy, thank you. Yeah, we hit 900,000 subs a few days ago. I think we're almost at 905. It is moving fast right now.
So do,
cheers, brother. I do appreciate all the subs. And when we get a million, hopefully we'll be able to do a lot more and attract a lot more guests. But let me continue this article. So Precious Moore worked as a model in New York during her early 20s and attended Diddy parties. And speaking exclusively to the Mirror, she said, "There are some celebs that I saw there that probably did nothing. They were just like me. They wanted to have fun. They were in the entertainment industry. They wanted to have some drinks, some fun in the Hamptons or in Manhattan. But because they're so scared of being associated with Diddy, they won't admit that they were even there. Nobody, myself, no other model, no other singer, no other actress, we don't need to call out any names. They know they were there. I know they were there. They know they were there." What do you make of this? They're all hiding.
This is one of the craziest phenomenon I've ever seen, right? I mean, there are maybe two or three people that have started to start speaking out. There are a couple of, like Ray J's one of them, right? There are people who have started to say some things, but it has been deathly quiet. And it's exactly what you say. These people have to think of themselves as a brand, right? They have to think of themselves as a marketable brand. And right now, there's not much that you could do to damage your brand more than say, yeah, spent a lot of time going to Diddy parties. The only thing worse would be to say, and I enjoyed those freak offs, right? But I mean, honestly, that's where they're at. If they can put you at a Diddy party, it's going to damage your reputation and your career, whether you did anything wrong or not, right? Guilt by association.
All right. We've just received more picks from Courtney Burgess that I've not even had a chance to look at yet. He's coming on in 20 minutes. These picks have never been released to the public before, and they are big names, folks.
Well, he drops bombs, man. He drops bombs.
Yeah. For the people asking about my story, I did a good recount of it on Valuetainment, and I also did a good account of it on True Geordie. So check those interviews out if you want to see my backstory. And thanks for the questions coming in. I will get them to Tommy in a minute. Let me just finish what Precious said. When you're presented, she said the invitations to the Diddy events were the opportunity of a lifetime, but there was a dark side. When you're presented with that kind of experience, you think, wow, this is an opportunity to go far in my career. I can meet the right people. I can get to meet all those amazing celebs. Like, why not go? It's an opportunity pretty much of a lifetime because not everybody gets the opportunity to go to these white parties. She said the events were invite only, and she was approached by a VIP host who asked her to attend. He basically said, I host these amazing parties. Everything is taken care of. You don't have to worry about anything. We provide accommodation. So when you go to the Hamptons, there is a house you can stay at, which is very beautiful, very lavish, very stylish, and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to pay for anything. Everything is covered. She went to the party to, quote, see where it could take me. Once at the party, however, she described feeling as though she and her fellow models were seen maybe as fresh meat. Quote, we're very vulnerable. We're young models just starting out. We've not established a name yet. We were just kind of thrown in at the deep end amongst all these people that are well-established, very well-known celebs. And so when we came into the party, people automatically knew that we were new faces, we were new talent, and we were very vulnerable. We were seen maybe as fresh meat, someone new to the business we can manipulate. They could do whatever they wanted to in that regard. Thoughts on that?
Well, it's disturbing, right? It's what we keep coming back to. When the morons who write me emails and say, well, these girls knew what they were getting, you can't consent if the person that, you know, whose party you walk into is that powerful, right? Even with everything she's saying, she thought this thing could advance her career. That doesn't make you a bad human being, right? It doesn't open the door for you to get essayed. It's pretty wild to me that I still get morons who send me emails about that. This is the power dynamic that we see, whether it's Weinstein or whether it's Diddy, but in any of these, it's always somebody that with the snap of their fingers can make you either really famous or you're never going to get anything in this industry. Right? The carrot and the stick kind of thing.
Let me see what Precious finishes with, and then we'll go over to all your questions for the last 15 minutes, folks. Thank you for sending them in. All right. So let's see. Where was I? Precious. US Mirror, Precious. Busby. Very vulnerable. Actually, that was what she did finish with. That is the end of the... Oh, no, she concluded. That's it. All right, we're going to go straight over to your questions. Let me see what we've got. We've got 20 people have sent things in, and I will put these to Tommy, folks. So, from Susan, was there criminal activity at the white parties? Thought the three coughs were later on.
Well, there is definitely alleged to have been criminal activity at the white parties. Absolutely, that has been alleged. Whether or not that will, pan out when they get to court, we'll have to find out. But yes, there is a quite a bit of alleged criminal activity at the white parties.
Tommy, do you think this is the real start of the downfall of Hollywood?
I would like to believe that that's the case, right? And I think that the fact that you're all listening right now is a pretty good sign, because normally what you get is the who cares, right? These are just a bunch of weirdos in the hot, who cares? And the who cares mentality has allowed this guy to run wild, right, for three decades, you know, 2.5 decades, just literally taking advantage of, if you believe what is said, everybody he runs into. So I hope so, but it could be one of those the king is dead, long live the king moments, right? I mean, there's probably somebody ready to slide right into that spot, sadly.
A question from Gordon. Tommy's thoughts on the diddlers, three boy out partying. Are they just slow on top?
Telling you what, man. So there are some people now that are, that I've heard theories that part of the conversation he had that we heard here was telling his boys to go handle this kind of thing. I don't believe that for a hot second, right? He was telling his kids to lay low. This is laying low, right? This is about as dumb a move as you could make while your old man is trying to convince the federal government that he's not going to threaten witnesses, that he's not going to be a menace, right, if they let him out. But his three sons, you know, are out menacing people that pretty good chance are on that witness list. And Chris Brown broke up the fight. Like, you can't make this stuff up, right? This is Chris Brown hopped out of his car and had to pull people apart. And it's people there said they were afraid this was going to escalate toward something far worse, right? It's amazing where we're at. These kids should be staying at the house with the blinds shut, right? The door locked, not talking to the press, but going out on the town and partying probably isn't a great idea. And what they did with Ray J is going to keep their old man in prison.
Yeah, watch our interview with Jay Dyer about esoteric Hollywood and Diddy. Folks, if you're interested in that side of it, it was a good one. He's very well researched. All right, so Drew, is it true, allegedly, Ray J is the celeb dealer like they say?
Well, they do say it. I don't know whether or not it's true, but the word is, allegedly, that he's got quite a bit of his money on the street, right? And not just investing in real estate and other things, but that, and that's, if that is the truth, and there's a lot of rumor to that, then you don't really want to go and mess with that dude in that dude's city, right? Like, if this is somebody that's in that game at that level, then he's got a lot of friends, man. This is about as dumb as you could be. You know, these guys really are not, they're not burdened by deep thought. You know what I'm saying? The Combs boys. Bad move.
True Geordies. Can you detail Oprah's involvement in PDF transportation with Diddler Island Man? How can Mrs. Island Man get convicted for traffic lights with no clients? But cryptic there.
Really an interesting point. Well, there would be clients. They would just be a very, very small list, right? We're not privy to a whole lot of names, but we know one, right? Because it really damaged his reputation and the whole world's talking about him. And the girl who he allegedly victimized was kind of a star witness. But it is, that whole case stinks so bad, it's incredible, right? It really does. And I think that because there's nobody left on planet Earth that believes the story that they gave us, I mean nobody. The word Epstein is a verb now, right? Become unalived by somebody else's hand, not your own. I think that because we're all so aware of that, that they're really going to have to dot I's and cross T's on this Diddy thing.
Right, we've got 15 minutes to go before Courtney Burgess comes in and drops insane evidence. Martin Lawrence being poisoned, Jamie Foxx, question mark. We had Big Homie .cc on about all this the other night. Elk.
He's tested positive for some cyanide in the past, allegedly. Yeah, so again, that would have to be an allegedly. But allegedly, Martin Lawrence ran out into the street, not wearing a whole lot of clothing and screaming for help. Now, the Jamie Foxx story we all kind of know about, right? So there's people out there that allege this dude does chemical warfare on all of the people that he doesn't like, and there just seems to be an awful lot of people getting pneumonia. It's pretty strange.
It's insane the amount of people getting pneumonia. Just and if we do believe, go for it.
That's just, I mean, this is not something that kills people in their 40s at the rate that it was in his circle of influence. Just it doesn't make any sense.
It's like the body count with a certain crime family, political dynasty. Who is going to be the next to go to jail?
I think that there's a really good chance that a lot of the people we're anticipating seeing getting arrested are probably being protected somewhere because they're going to be star witnesses. I think his kids are screwed. I really do. I think that I'm not sure what the grand jury is meeting on, but I would be really surprised if the superseding indictments don't name some other co-conspirators, because I think as they look at this thing, we're seeing it from here. Right. There's just there's too much smoke around here for some people not to get in trouble.
Do you think J-Lo will stand?
You know, J-Lo has done a really good job at protecting herself through her entire career. There's this beautifully, there's this beautiful narrative of who she is. Right. She's just, from the block. Jenny from the block. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think she comes out of this thing looking pristine. I think when this is all said and done, there's going to be a lot of people who question that backstory.
All right. Do you think any of these drivers or security were compensated for bringing in minors?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if they got paid by the head, right? I don't know whether or not it was like, I brought 10 in, you owe me for 10 kids or whatever. But these people's job, right? And this is what the United States of America is alleging, right? These people's job were to facilitate the sick desires of their boss, right? Sean Puffy Combs. So if Diddy wants this, everybody is making that happen, including carrying the pink stuff in your little pouch that you carry around your waist, right? Or anything else that he has on his chemical, wish list. It's a pretty sick concept, the whole thing. But allegedly, all of these people are culpable. That's the idea.
All right, next question. About the arrest photo not matching his face.
I have not noticed I'll tell you what, though. I don't understand, even the... So when people say, they got a body double... So, what do you pay a guy to go do the rest of his life in the joint? You follow me? Like, to me, that I just don't understand how anybody, what deal do you cut for that? What compensation do you get? You get to be a very cool inmate? No, you get to go in there and be hated by every single person. I don't know. I mean, there's just no compensation on earth that could pay somebody to be a double in that situation and keep their mouth shut, right? Day one, they'd be going, I made a mistake. I'm not doing this. We need to talk. Crazy.
Any chance J-Lo goes down to she was with him for a while and isn't innocent? To be honest, this is a diversion to something bigger. God forbid Harris is elected. Then Diddy goes free by pardon.
Good Lord. Please don't say things like that. I believe that she stands a really good chance of getting into some kind of heat. They're going to take a look at that. I don't see how they don't take a look at that particular incident. I don't see how they don't take a look at the drive-by that happened in somebody's bathroom at a recording studio, because that's usually where drive-bys happen, in the bathroom. But allegedly, they dragged that person outside and then said this was a drive-by. There are a lot of folks that are... we're going to see a lot of this. We're going to see a lot of bodies. We're going to see a lot of things that they're going to take new looks at. And I think that she was really complicit that night, right? Big time. So we'll see what happens.
When is it going to sink in with these numpties that the BS run is over?
Well, and that's funny, right? Because that's the question. When we heard them on the phone, how disconnected from the world of reality do you have to be to say to your old man who's facing life in prison and cannot get out on bail, hey, Dad, what are we going to do about Justin's whip? You know what I mean? Like, he really needs that car payment taken care of. Can you swing that? I mean, holy hell. You talk about self-absorbed. It's no wonder that, that's a really good question. It's no wonder that they turned out the way they did. Sorry.
Well, Naomi's been seen everywhere. Big Naomi saw her. She's She's documented with Jeffrey as well. And Helena wants to know, will Naomi go down?
I don't know how to answer that. It seems almost like maybe she's part of that club that can get away with anything, because she does seem to get, she's got a recurring part in every single story that happens to come up. And it doesn't seem like, you know, they're cameos. She doesn't have to worry about getting too hemmed up, but she's everywhere. She's everywhere.
Why would a political party think it's okay to have linked celebs endorsements at this time? I'm in the UK and think all political parties are corrupt. Do they think MSM not reporting it will be a savior?
I wouldn't have picked that particular group of people to endorse me. I mean, it's pretty bad timing, but you know, you wonder if Puff was out on bail, if he would have made an appearance. You know what I mean? It does seem like it was not the greatest decision of all time, but yeah, who knows? We'll see. Interesting.
Whatever way the wind is blowing with public opinion, who the public are admiring, politicians will latch onto those people like parasites just to try and get those incremental votes to get themselves in power so they can F us all over. You got something to add, Tommy, on that? All right. Can you ask about Coolio? Didn't he have an odd sort of ending to his life?
I don't remember what took Coolio out, to be honest with you.
I know he was young. Google it.
What's that? It might have been an OD. Yeah, it may have been an OD. In fact, I'm almost sure it is, because it happened while I was doing the lifeboat and I remember commenting on it. So I'm pretty sure he OD'd. And as much as that does look suspect, right? It's the number one cause of death in America. You know, I mean, it's sad, but it's true. It shouldn't be a shocker that we lose people like Prince, and we lose, you know, that you don't even have to necessarily be strung out, right? You just, if you pick up some what you think are Percocet 30s on the street, then you're risking your life. But for the longest time, if you're a person that, you know, has lived that life, buying Perc 30s on the street was no problem. Now it is. Now it's a very big problem.
He died 2 years ago, and he OD'd, including the drug beginning with F.
Yeah.
That's very strong. That's causing a lot of deaths. That was contributed towards his death.
It's the number one cause of death in our country.
Only 59 years old. That's crazy. It's depopulation, isn't it? The depopulation agenda.
Yeah, or, you know, it's interesting for why they could be doing it. I mean, there's arguments for a lot of stuff. The, you know, screwing up the currency. There's always a lot of money if you can trash the currency of a country. There's a lot of money to be made that way. There's a family that got really rich that way. there's money to be made in destroying countries, sadly.
Thanks for the super chat, Sweet Fear. And Coolio did videos exposing people, and then was OD'd. Very suspicious.
I mean, it very well could be. It's you know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to know. But again, it is absolutely the number one cause of death in our country. So the number of people we lose to it is astounding. The estimates now are that about 60% of the pills that come across the border are more than 2 milligrams of that F word, and that's enough to take you out. So 60% of these things are, if you take the whole thing, could be lethal. It's terrifying, but that's where we're at.
A few people have mentioned Isaac Cappy. I did a video on him years ago. I'll have to get that re-uploaded, because it's all this is bringing back the interest. All right, so MZ, does anyone know or read of the Executive Order 13818, which states anyone arrested for transporting has their assets frozen immediately?
That's not something I was aware of, but interesting, right? We've not heard anything about them freezing the diddler's assets. According to him, right, he's broke. He doesn't have anything anyway. So, and according to a lot of other people in the industry, he's never put a thing in his name. He's been, he brags about not paying taxes. He brags about all of his money being offshore. He brags about the fact that he doesn't spend a dollar putting on all of these parties. It's never his money. He spends other people's money. And you know what? I think we need to find out who writes the checks for those, right? Who's bankrolling those, because they got to know what's going on. I'm sorry. You got to. You know, these, especially the companies he was working for, they're monsters, right? Monsters. Huge.
Guys, Courtney Burgess is coming in a few minutes. And then tomorrow, Jaguar Wright Part 3 live with BigHomie.cc at the same time. So get ready for lots of insane content and the chat going warp speed. Shannon Smith, if he has nothing, how can he afford attorneys?
Interesting, right? Interesting, especially considering they're calling it the $100 million team. I think broke to him probably means that, you know, the real estate's taken care of and, you know, there's a few hundred million around, right? That's what he means by broke. I think by the time he's done paying these legal fees, he's not going to have much laying around. That would be my guess.
Guys, if you have a lot of money, you have an accountant and a financial advisor and other money managers, tax avoidance, who will spread your assets all over the world in company names, in family members' names, in associates' names. If you look at what Robert Maxwell did, they're still trying to unravel it to this day. It's so complex. The web of financial instruments that he used and company accounts, within company accounts, one company transferring money to another company, to another company, to another company, borrowing from another company, borrowing from that company, borrowing from that company. These people know how to just hide money and access it when they need it. And it's not as simple as the feds just, you know, maybe they could freeze everything he's got on the day he went down. Everything that was obviously in his name.
Yeah, bank accounts, keep him from selling houses, right? Cars, things like that. But I mean, in this guy's world, that's not really where the majority of his assets should be.
He's had years to spread this out all over the place. So, and then there's all the future income that he's going to make every time someone plays one of his records.
Yeah.
Where's all that money going to?
This is going to be really interesting. If you go and take a look at Bad Boy Records, right? Where Bad Boy Records is in New York, and it looks like they've been defunct a really long time, right? That building's been shut down long before Diddy got arrested. It's been he's been circling the drain. I mean, from a business standpoint, he's obviously not broke. But there's nothing left making him money other than the music catalog. Every other stream of income he had, right, is dried up and gone.
All right. I'm just checking the other studio to see if Courtney is in it yet. He's not in it yet. We'll keep going. Martha, Tommy, have you heard of the rust on Aliving? Has anything to do with the transport? Hey, Leah, supposedly was working on transporting DOC.
I don't know. I really don't. Sadly, I don't.
All right. Keep the questions coming in, folks, while we are waiting for Courtney Burgess. We're expecting him any moment. He's still not even 9 yet. We've got 1 more minute. Oh, he's just turned it. All right. Laura, what if all street substances become life or death situations? Is it a way of culling? I believe they are culling society. Yeah.
Well, it is that now. Like in over here in America, we do not have a safe supply of anything, right? The only thing that arguably cannabis, if you're getting it at a dispensary, because there's some government involvement in that, making sure that, but if it's illicit, if it's a, you know, something that you're getting illegally, even the stuff that is supposed to take you this way, right? They're cutting with the stuff that takes you this way because that's just what they're doing. And it sure looks like they're trying to thin the herd, right? Especially the herd between the ages of 18 and 55, because that's really where it's doing the damage.
And look what they did. Look what the pandemic did. It went after people who I believe the government viewed as a burden on the state. So, you know, people drawing retirements, people who were unhealthy and a burden on the medical system.
Right. Comorbidities taking them out.
it seems to me that they, you know, that they were specifically targeted. Now, if you look at what Tommy is talking about, you know, there's a very small fraction of people who inject illegal things, and those people cause mayhem in terms of acquisitive crime.
Oh, yeah.
So the government may be going after them. Get rid of them. You've got a lot of soldiers coming back who've woke up because they put their lives on the line. They didn't get any help from the government. They're on the streets. It's affecting a lot of them. A lot of them are getting
40 a day days. are removing themselves from the earth. That's what the numbers are terrifying.
People who put the balls on the line for George Bush and Dick Cheney's absolute BS lies. They, when they realize, you know, they're out there and their life is on the line, they quickly start thinking, why am I here? What is the purpose? Why am I really doing this? Those guys come back disenchanted and don't get any help and then just end up on the streets. Yet we could spend trillions bombing the poorest countries in the world, yet we can't even help our own vets who've, you know, put their lives on the line. It's absolutely absurd. Anyway, off the soapbox. Bill, wonder where Diddy's catalogue is kept and where his royalties go.
Yeah, where the royalties go would be an interesting question. That would be fun to chase down, because right now there's just nothing. Honestly, he's, you know, Macy's kicked out, Sean John, all of the there's nothing left making him money. That's a great question, isn't it? So
how much
this
access
is,
did he have? To
yeah, he probably has a newspaper. My gut would say he's got at least a newspaper subscription, which means he probably gets 3 or 4 newspapers a week. He's getting legal visits every day. So they're probably, leaking him a decent amount of information as to what's going on in the street. But they're not going to be opening phones and showing him videos and things like that. It doesn't work that way. But sometimes, you know, they can come in with computers. You know, you can't bring in a cell phone, but you can bring in a computer. So I would say that he's got a pretty good idea of what's going on. I would imagine he's super, super unhappy about what just happened with his kids.
So let's see. Is Diddy's defaming exposure the alternative is offered to a blood sacrifice?
I think we're going to be theorizing on exactly why this went down, when it went down, because he got away with it for such a long period of time. What changed, right? This is everybody's question. And, you know, there are theories from Diageo to Jamie Foxx, right? Picked the wrong guy. And after he woke up, he said, I'm calling the feds. That is a theory that is gaining a lot of traction. So not sure, but a lot of us are going to be theorizing on that, I think, for a long time. And it's a pretty ugly industry. And if we were to come out today and say we just found out that they're sacrificing human beings for the cause, I don't think anybody would even be all that shocked, sadly.
1 second, just trying to track down Burgess.
Well, all right.
Let's see. Next question is, where is the substance mule? The orange man basketball player. I'm not sure who that is.
That would be the man that they described as the drug mule. The very first day when they raided the houses, they arrested a former basketball player from Syracuse, I believe it was. He is oddly right missing. Now, there are a lot of people who assume that that may have been the first guy to go, hey, I'd like to cut a deal. like to talk to you. I don't really want these charges anywhere near me. Can we work this out? I think there's a really good chance he's probably waiting to pop out and testify. That would be my gut, right? There's no reason for that kid to take any kind of heat. I don't think he will. I think he'll probably bury Diddy like everybody else.
Royalties will go to survivors after the trials are settled. He will likely hide and protect his own money. That's a good point.
Gonna try, right? He's gonna try to, for sure.
Love your info, Tommy. David Icke has been right all this time when people laughed. No more. Why do you think Rogan has not invited David Icke, no support from alternative media.
You know, it's interesting though how there's a paradigm shift, you know, wildly, because over the course of the average day, Sean Atwood program is probably getting about the same number of views as CNN, and I'm not even being funny, right? And in our country, every single airport and every single prison, right? Most prisons, like the federal prisons, have got 9 units, right? In the units, every single unit has a CNN on, right? It's in every single prison, and their market share is this big. There's nobody watching because less than 7% of people in our country believe that anything that MSM says is even remotely true. It's been funny to see sort of the paradigm shift in MSN. I don't know that MSN, you know, that it even exists anymore. It's kind of just out there to stroke their own egos because nobody's watching it.
Yeah, I've interviewed David Icke about 6 times, and it was all wiped off YouTube. But I think that Joe Rogan should have him on, because Joe Rogan seems to be very open to many different types of conversations. Yeah. And I think that the link has just been fixed, and Courtney is coming in right now.
Sweet.
So with me and both Tommy and I hope Shane sent you the right link, because I think he sent Courtney the wrong link. The link ends in, what is it, U5. All right, so anyway, we'll see you there momentarily, Tommy.
All right.
If your StreamYard link doesn't end in U5, I'll tell Shane. Shane, send Tommy the link, the correct link. But viewers, thanks for tuning in. This video now is going to end, and you will see a screen that will say Courtney Burgess Live. Click on it if it doesn't take you through. Get your questions ready. It is about to go mental. All right, guys, take care, and we will see you with Courtney. Here we go.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.